love you, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们爱你。
Hallelujah.
哦，主耶稣，
赞美主，
赞美你。
We enter your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
哦，当诚谢进入你的门，赞美进入你的院。
We come to see you, Jesus.
哦，主啊，我们来到你的面前。
You said, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
你说你们亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
Where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst.
主，你的话告诉我们，有两个人奉你的名聚会，你就在我们当中。
Help us to turn our eyes on you.
哦，主啊，帮助我们来仰望你。
To look full in your wonderful face.
定睛的仰望你的容脸。
To see you in plain view.
哦，仰望你的容脸。
Oh, Jesus, we want to worship you.
主啊，我们要敬拜你。
Open our mouths.
主，开我们的口。
That we may worship you this morning.
哦，今天早上或是晚上，我们来敬拜你。
Oh, la ba shanda la ba saya la ba kara.
Hallelujah.
Let us praise him.
哦，我们一起来赞美主。
Let us worship him.
我们一起来敬拜主。
Let your heart be thrilled with Jesus.
哦，那你的心因着耶稣而欢喜。
No one can satisfy our heart like Jesus.
没有一个人能够像耶稣这样子的满足我们的心。
Praise him.
赞美主，赞美主。
Hallelujah.
哦、oh, ，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Sister, lead us in praise.
哦、oh, ，赞美你，哦、oh, ，赞美你。Oh, Jesus, we worship you. 我们赞美你。
Hallelujah.
主耶稣，我们心要向你举起，我们敬。我们敬拜你，主你太美丽，我们爱你。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。主你吸引我们，我们就快跑来跟随你，赞美你。你全然的美丽，总统你都爱你。哦，主耶稣，今天早上我把一切的爱都要献给你。哈利路亚，欧卡达拉尤卡巴仙卡丹德，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，一切的荣耀、颂赞、爱戴都要归给你。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，欧卡巴德德德哟，赞美主。哦、oh, ，我们爱你，主，我们爱你，
哈利路亚，
敬拜你，阿门，哈利路亚。
Jesus is looking for lovers.
主耶稣在寻找爱他的人。
He wants us to fall in love with him.
哦、oh, ，他那么希望我们能够这样子爱上他，爱上耶稣。
He's seeking for a bride.
他在寻找新妇。
And he's wanting you to be his bride.
他要你成为他的心腹。
The Bible tells us many are called, but few are chosen.
圣经告诉我们，被召的多，选的少。
We choose whether we will be chosen.
我们是那个做决定的，我们要不要被选上。
The bride is fully surrendered to the bridegroom.
要做心腹的话，是完全降服于新郎的。
Oh, this is a wonderful weekend.
Oh, 这一个周末非常的好。
You know, we're remembering that this is Pentecost Sunday tomorrow.
Oh, 因为主日，这个即将来的主日是五旬节主日。
And Jesus wants to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, 主那么的渴望用他的圣灵来为每一位充满。
Well,He needs to have empty vessels in order to fill us.
你如果愿意被主的灵充满，你需要倒空。
He wants to empty us of ourselves.
主那么的愿意将我们从己的里面倒空。
That he may fill us with himself.
所以他可以以他自己来充满。
So, that's asking Jesus, empty me.
哦，我们现在就向主说，主啊，你来倒空我。
I surrender all.
主啊，我向你完全的降服。
I give myself altogether to you.
主啊，我将我自己全然的都交给你。
I say yes, Lord.
主，我向你说好，主是。
I want to belong altogether to you.
主，我要完完全全的、单单的属于你。
I want to make a deeper surrender.
主，我要更深的降服于你。
Wash me, cleanse me in your blood.
哦，用你的宝血洗净我、洁净我。
And fill me today with your Holy Spirit.
主啊，你今天就用你的圣灵来充满我。
That same Spirit that raised you from the dead.
那个叫耶稣基督从死里复活的灵，今天也来充满在我的里面。
You promised if he dwells in us, he'll quicken our bodies.
主，你的话应许我们，那个住在我们里面的人，也要使我们这个身体能够苏醒起来。
We're believing you to do a greater work.
我们相信你的话，你要在我们身上做大事。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告的。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, class.
早安，或者是晚安。
So glad to be together.
Oh, 好，非常的喜乐能够再跟大家在一起。
When I think of celebrating the outpouring of Pentecost,
当我想到我们明天要纪念五旬节圣灵浇灌下来的日子。
You know that verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
记不记得在使徒行传第二章第一节？
It said, when the day of Pentecost had fully come,
他那边说,五旬节到了,
they were gathered together in one place,
五旬节到了,门徒都聚集在一处,
and they were in one accord.
在第一章里面讲到他们是同心合意的。
It's wonderful to be together, because Jesus said, where two or three gather, there I am in the midst.
能够聚集在一起真的是很好，因为主的话应许我们有两三个人奉他的名聚会，他就在我们当中。
When he comes in the power of his Holy Spirit.
当主来的时候，他是带着圣灵的大能来的。
And some of you may say, well, I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
可能也许有人说，我已经领受过圣灵的浸了。
Jesus has given me the gift of tongues.
耶稣也是给我说方言的恩赐了。
I was thinking this morning, it was 60 years ago when Jesus poured out the Holy Spirit on me.
我今天早上想起来是在60年前主用圣灵充满我。
My sister had received it the year or two before me.
我的姐妹比我早一两年领受了圣灵的浸。
She was only 12 years old.
但是她12岁。
But I had to wait a few years.
我再等了几年，主让我再多等了几年。
But as I began to worship and praise him, I started speaking another language.
哦，当我在那边敬拜赞美他的时候，我的口开始讲起其他的话语来。
But today I am more hungry for his Holy Spirit.
这是六十年前的事，但是今天我对主更加的渴慕。
The pouring out of His Holy Spirit changes us.
圣灵把他的圣灵浇灌下来，就是要改变我们。
It's our preparation to be in the bride.
是要预备我们成为基督的心腹。
As we mentioned last week, there were those 10 virgins, and 5 had the oil, and 5 did not.
我们上礼拜有提到十个丑女，只有五个是聪明的，她们灯里有油。
And the bridegroom came.
新郎来的时候。
And only 5 were ready.
只有五个预备好。
Because they had oil in the lamp.
因为他们的灯里有油，他们预备好了。
That oil is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那个油就是代表圣灵的膏抹，恩膏。
The Holy Spirit wants to control more than our tongue.
圣灵不仅是要充满我们，管理我们的舌头。
When the epistles were told to walk in the Spirit,
在书信保罗劝导我们要在圣灵里面行走。
He says to be filled with the Spirit.
劝导我们要被圣灵充满。
We need a fresh baptism.
我们需要新鲜的圣灵的浸。
Jesus wants to pour out a fresh anointing.
主耶稣多么愿意给我们有新鲜的膏抹，新鲜的灵浸。
That we may walk in the Spirit.
以至于我们一直行走在圣灵的里面。
That our words may be 24/7 anointed with the Holy Spirit.
以至于我们的话语时时刻刻都带着圣灵的膏抹。
He wants to control our thought life.
他也要管制我们的思想。
He wants to control our attitudes.
也要管制我们的态度。
Oh, there is so much more that we have never tasted.
Oh, 还有太多我们还没有尝到的。
These bodies of ours are to be so given to Him.
我们的全人全心要全然的归于主。
So emptied.
Oh, 样子完全的倒空。
So surrendered.
完全的降服。
So yielded.
完全的降服于主。
That he can take control.
降服到一个地步，他完全的有主权。
We are becoming united to the bridegroom.
我们在这个新郎的里面连结。
The bride wants to please the bridegroom.
新妇唯一的就是想要讨新郎的喜悦。
She wants to be one with him.
新妇就是想要跟新郎合而为一。
And while we walk here on this earth, Jesus wants to make us one with Him.
当我们在这个世上行走的时候，主要我们与他是合一的。
That was His prayer before He went to the cross. Father, let them be one.
这是主耶稣上十字架之前对我们的祷告：父啊，求你叫他们都合而为一。
Let them.Be one as we are one.
叫他们都合而为一，像你是合一的一样。
Jesus was always united to the Father.
耶稣一直都是连于父神。
He said, "The words that I say are not mine; they're my Father's."
耶稣说：“我所说的话不是我自己说的，乃是我的父在我里面说的。”
He said, "The work that I do is not mine; it's my Father."
我所做的事不是我自己。做的乃是父自己做的。
He said, "I do nothing of myself."
我没有一件事是出于自己的。
And he wants us to live that kind of dependent life on him.
主耶稣也愿意我们这样子全然的依靠他而活。
Where we're always united to our beloved.
我们一直与主是连结在一起的。
We just don't wait until that heaven when we.Go to be with him.
我们不需要等到到天上了才与主连结。
We can walk with him now.
我们现在在地上行走的时候就与主连结。
You remember the story of Enoch? He walked with God.
你知道以诺的故事，他与神同行。
And one day they were closer to heaven.
有一天他们同行到一个地步，很靠近天了。
And God took him.
神就把他接去。
But it was his preparation time. He walked with God.
可是他一直操练与神同行。
And he was not.
他一直的预备，所以有一天神把他接去，他就不在了。
Jesus wants to conquer us.
哦，主耶稣愿意这样子来征服我们。
He wants it to be no longer I, as Paul said, but Christ living in me.
好像保罗说的，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
This is our calling.
这才是我们真正的呼召。
Will we say yes, Lord?
我们会对主说，主好。
Will we keep asking him, show me myself the way you see me?
我们会不会持续的这样子在主面前祷告，主啊，你让我看见我的本相，好像你看见我一样。
You know, in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will come to convict us of sin.
在约翰福音告诉我们，耶稣告诉我们，圣灵来的要使我们为罪、为义、为审判，要自己责备自己。
Oh, that our ears were open to hear the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
哦，让我们的耳朵能够被开启，能够听见圣灵的光照。
We need to be careful that we do not have deaf ears.
我们需要何等的谨慎小心，以至于我们的耳朵能够听得见，不要耳聋了。
That's why it's so important to be waiting on the Lord the way you've been taught.
所以是非常重要的，我们一直被教导要花时间等候在主面前。
As you get quiet into His presence.
当我们在他的同在里静下心来
，We need to say, "Speak to me, Jesus."
我们需要对主说：“主啊，请你向我说话。
”Speak to me.
求你向我说话。
Is there anything in me that you want to change?
我里面有什么东西你看到了？你觉得我应该要改的
？I want to work on my wedding garment.
我要预备我的婚礼的礼服。
I want to be pleasing to you.
我要在凡事上讨你的喜悦。
I tell you a story about my husband.
我现在告诉你，跟大家分享我的弟兄一个故事。
His favorite color is blue.
他最喜欢的颜色是蓝色。
Well, I think it's God's favorite too. He made the sky blue.
我想也是神喜欢的颜色，所以天空是蓝色的。
But I never cared for blue.
可是我自己不是那么的喜欢蓝色。
I like earth colors like brown and green and yellow.
我喜欢咖啡色、绿色、黄色。
But lately I wanted to wear a blue dress because my husband likes blue.
可是我最近想说，我应该买一个蓝色的衣服，因为我的弟兄喜欢蓝色。
When we had Easter, he took me shopping and he bought me a new blue dress.
复活节的时候，他带我去买了一件蓝色的衣服。
I thought that's so like Jesus. When we fall in love with him, we want to please him.
我想这跟耶稣之间的爱情也是这样的。当我们爱上耶稣的时候，我们真的很想讨他的喜悦。
And he promises to clothe us in his righteousness.
主应许我们，他要为我们穿上义袍。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. I want you to read with me.
我现在要请大家跟我一起读一段经文。
For 1 Peter, the epistle of Peter.
彼得前书。彼得前书第五章。
Peter is talking to the elders in the church.
彼得在这里，他是作为跟那些做长老的们的讲话。
Verse one,
第一节。
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证、同享后来所要显现之荣耀的。劝你们中间与我同作长老的人
，Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财。乃是出于乐意
，nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to them.
第三节，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
In this passage, we see.That Peter is giving instruction to those that are leaders.
在这一段经文里面，彼得是在给那些做长老的劝勉他们的话。
There are many of you that are in ministry.
可能你们中间很多人是在服事的里面。
Maybe you are a cell group leader.
可能你是小组的组长。
And Peter is telling you to.
彼得在这里劝勉我们。
Do that willingly.
要出于乐意的服事。
And verse 3 says, but don't be a lord over them.
第三节说，不要辖制所托付你们的羊群。
But be an example.
乃是要做羊群的榜样。
In other words, we lead it best by letting Christ live out his life in us.
我们需要让羊群看见主在我们里面活出来。
And people see our example.
让他们看见我们身上的榜样。
We don't feel superior.
我们不要觉得我们比他们强，比他们好。
And as we read on, likewise, you younger people, verse 5, submit yourself to your elders, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility.
继续读下去，第五节，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
I know it's very easy among the Chinese to submit to the elders.
对于华人来说，好像我们一直有这样子的教导，年幼的要顺服年长的。
And since I am older than most of you,
我可能比你们当中大部分的人都要年长一点。
I receive much respect from the younger people.
很多比较年轻一点的人对我实在非常的尊重。
More among the Chinese than among Americans.
好像华人里面特别多。
But here Paul is saying, all of you be submissive to one another.
可是彼得在这里也劝勉说，你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
Don't be one that lords it over other people.
不要成为一个辖制别人的人。
Don't feel that you're always right and the other person doesn't know.
不要有这种观念，我永远都是对的，别人不知道他在做什么。
Now this is coming from Peter, who was very strong in his own opinions.
这个是彼得，就是他的以前的彼得，他是个性很强的。
He was among the disciples in the Gospel of Luke, where we hear they were disputing with each other.
在路加福音，我们看到门徒们常常在那边有争论。
They were arguing, who's going to be the greatest?
他们常常争论谁当为大。
And Jesus made it very clear to them.
主耶稣很清楚地跟他们说。
He who governs, let him be of he who serves.
那个为首的要像服侍人的。
He who is in charge or the ruler.
你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍人的。
Let him be an example of as a servant.
要成为一个服侍人的，做榜样。
The rest of that verse says, be clothed with humility.
彼得在这边讲到要以谦卑束腰。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Oh, I love that verse. It said, be clothed with humility.
Oh, 那个要以谦卑束腰，穿上谦卑的袍子。
When we stop to look at Jesus, we see he is the servant.
我们来看耶稣的时候，看到他真的就是一个仆人。
We see he is the embodiment of humility.
Oh, 他是把谦卑完全的活出来。
And when it came to the Last Supper, he's the one who takes the basin and the towel to wash their feet.
在最后晚餐的时候，他是那一位起来拿着一盆水为每个门徒洗脚的那一位。
He said, "See what I have done."
他告诉门徒说，你们看见我所做的吗？
You call me Lord and Master, and I am.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
But I am among you as he that serveth.
可是我在你们当中如同服侍人的。
Jesus was humility.
耶稣就是谦卑。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he wants his bride to be clothed with humility.
所以主也这么的愿意他的心腹穿上谦卑的袍子，以谦卑束腰。
That's part of your wedding garment.
那是我们的婚礼的礼服。
God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble.
这边讲得很清楚，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So here Peter is saying in verse 6, humble yourself.
所以彼得在第六节教导我们，所以要自卑，你们要自卑。
Casting all your care on him, for he cares for you.
要伏在神大能的手下，要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Yes, he wants us to humble ourselves.
是的，主要我们自卑。
And he's speaking that to the leaders.
他是向那些做领袖的说话。
He's saying that to the elders.
他是对做长老的说话。
They're the shepherds of the sheep.
是那些照管群羊的牧者说话。
But not lording it over them.
不要辖制你们的羊群。
And when he says, be submissive, younger to the elders.
当他说年幼的要顺服年长的时候。
He adds this word. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another.
然后他加上这一句，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
This is what brings unity in the church.
只有借着谦卑才能够带下合一。
But there's so much division in the church.
今天在教会里有太多的分裂。
We're very much like the disciples disputing who is the greatest.
很像当初门徒们常常在争论我们当中谁当伟大。
That my ideas are better than yours.
好像每个人都觉得自己的想法比别人好。
I know more than you know.
我知道的比你多。
And the devil works to divide the church.
然后仇敌就得趁隙而入，将教会这样分裂。
You see what it says in verse 8, be sober, be diligent. Vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
所以彼得接着在第八节告诉我们，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
We're to resist him steadfast in the faith.
我们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
And one of the greatest ways to resist the devil is to humble ourselves.
最好的武器来抵挡仇敌就是我们谦卑下来。
Come down at the feet of Jesus.
降卑在耶稣的脚前。
And ask him to clothe us with his humility.
求主耶稣为我们穿上谦卑的衣袍。
We will be like those in the upper room.
我们就会像那些在房子里楼上的那些人。
They were in one place, in one accord.
他们同心合意的在那边祷告。
They had been waiting 10 days.
他们在那边等候10天。
Like you do many times, you wait for an hour silently in the presence of the Lord.
就像我们一直在操练的，花一些时间。安静地等候在主的同在里。
And what's happening while you're quiet in his presence?
当你静下心来，安静在他同在里的时候，什么事情发生了呢？
Are we just resting and falling asleep?
我们是在那边休息吗？还是在那边睡觉呢？
Sometimes I happen to fall asleep.
有时候我们不知不觉是睡着了。
But my faith at that time is that Jesus is changing me.
可是我在神面前有这样子的信心，他在改变我。
I'm waiting in his presence that he may speak to me.
当我等候在他的同在里，他会向我说话。
That he may show me my attitude, show me myself.
他会让我看见我自己的本相，我的一些态度的情形。
Holy Spirit will do His work to rebuke us.
圣灵会在那边指责我们。
To correct us.
改正我们。
To cause us to repent.
让我们能够悔改。
When we see our heart the way Jesus sees it.
当我们看见我们心真实的光景，好像耶稣看见我们的一样的时候。
That's His job.
圣灵就帮助我们要悔改，是他的工作。
He wants to prepare a bride for the king.
他是在为王预备这个新妇。
And He wants the bride to look like the bridegroom.
他要这个新妇跟这个新郎是相配的，是一样的。
He wants her clothed with His humility.
他要新妇也穿上新郎的谦卑。
Let's turn to Revelation.
那我们翻到启示录。
You can read chapter 3, verse 14 through 17.
启示录第三章十四节到十七节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之先为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Oh, you see, it takes the Holy Spirit in the Word to show us ourselves the way we really are.
在这边看见是圣灵在这边开启，让我们看见自己里面那个真实可怜的光景。
It's so natural to think we're doing quite well.
我们很自然的会觉得啊，我都很好啊。
We've known God a long time.
我认识主很多年了。
And we do not realize our need.
我们没有看到自己的需要。
But here he says, you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这边说得很清楚，言指你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
But here's the remedy.
可是十八节他有一个解救的办法。
Verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. Read that, would you?
十八节，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Oh, hallelujah! He has the white garments waiting for us.
哦，感谢主，他有那个洁白的衣裳，白衣为我们预备了。
He wants to clothe us.
哦，他们都主那么愿意为我们穿上白衣。
With His purity.
哦，他纯洁的衣裳。
He wants to clothe us with His humility.
他要以他谦卑的衣裳为我们穿上。
He wants to open our eyes to see.
他那么愿意开我们的眼睛，让我们能看见。
So as we're waiting on the Lord, let us ask Him, open my eyes, Jesus.
所以我们等候在主面前的时候，我们向主呼求，主啊，求你开我的眼睛。
Convict me.
哦，光照我。
Show me the words that I speak are not your words.
那我看看有没有什么话我说出来的不是从你来的。
Show me the thoughts I think are not your thoughts.
主啊，光照我有没有什么思念不是出于你的。
And here he tells us why he rebukes us.
这边告诉我们他责备我们的时候。
Verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten.
十九节告诉我们，我们是他所疼爱的，所以他才责备我们。
Therefore be zealous and repent.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Behold, I stand at the door now.
二十节，看啊，我站在门外叩门。
You want to read to the end?
二十节， 看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。阿们。
Here he is. He's saying that he wants us to sit with him on his throne.
哦，看到了吗？主要我们跟他在宝座上同坐。
He's the king sitting on the throne.
哦，他是王，坐在宝座上。
But he wants a queen to sit beside him.
他要皇后坐在他的旁边。
He has paid the price.
哦，他出的重价。
He has overcome.
他得胜了。
He overcame the flesh and the devil.
他胜过肉体，胜过仇敌。
And he's offering us an overcoming life.
他今天也会帮助我们得胜。
As we look in the Gospels and see the disciples needed this overcoming life.
我们看到福音书里面所记载的门徒们，他们真的很需要有一个得胜的生命。
And Jesus had to let them see it as we studied Peter and his denial.
主需要让他们看见，当我们看到彼得曾经三次不认主。
Jesus knew what was in Peter's heart, but didn't know.
主知道彼得里面真实的光景，可是彼得自己并不知道。
He was very self-assured.
他很自信的。
He knew that he had given everything to follow Jesus.
彼得觉得他已经舍了一切来跟随主。
But he didn't know what was inside of him.
可是他不知道他内心的情形如何。
And we don't know either until Jesus shows us.
我们也跟彼得一样，真的不知道我们内心的情形如何，一直要等到主自己来显明。
He allows different circumstances.
所以主会容许不同的环境临到。
To open our eyes of our need of him.
然后开我们的眼睛，让我们看到我们多么的需要主。
When Peter realized how he had denied him three times, he wept bitterly.
当彼得开始看到自己竟然否认了主三次，他出去痛哭。
And as we studied before, Jesus restored him.
我们后来看到耶稣完全的恢复了彼得。
And he asked him that one question, "Do you love me?"
然后在提比利亚海边，主问彼得说。你爱我吗?
If you love me, then feed my sheep.
你爱我吗? 然后你才喂养我的羊。
But Peter needed something more.
彼得需要主做的更多在他的身上。
And there in the book of Acts, we read how during those 10 days of waiting on the Lord, they emptied themselves.
接着我们在《使徒行传》一开始看到他们需要等候十天，完全的把自己倒空。
This is why Jesus came.
然后主来了。
He came to have the promise of the Father.
他来为了要父能够赐下所应许的。
That we needed his spirit to indwell us.
我们多么需要圣灵的内住。
Jesus said,Wait for the promise of the Father.
主说你们要等候，等候父所应许的圣灵。
God had promised Jesus, if you become the sacrifice for sin,
父应许子，你如果愿意成为那个祭献上。
You shed your blood to be the Lamb of God.
你愿意。舍命流血，成为那个赎罪的羔羊。
Then I will break the veil between man and God.
我会把那个在神跟人之间那个隔的那个
They will be able to come into my presence.
把它隔开来，拆毁中间隔断的墙，所以他们能够来到我的面前。
And I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
然后我就会将我的灵充满凡有血气的。
God said it long ago in the book of Joel.
在约珥书上。
And on Pentecost, it happened.
在五旬节那天，父所应许的就应验了。
50 days after the crucifixion is the day of Pentecost.
耶稣受难以后的五十天就是五旬节。
And this year, 2018,Tomorrow is the 50th day, the day of Pentecost.
在2018年的明天，就是我们纪念五旬节的。
And we are waiting for the promise of the Father.
我们也一样的等候父所应许的。
We want a greater baptism.
我们需要更大更深的灵浸。
We see our need of love to fill our heart.
我们看到我们多么需要神的爱这样充满我们。
We see our need to be clothed with His humility.
我们看到自己那么大的需要，需要神用他的谦卑来为我们穿上。
Our great need to be changed.
我们那么大的需要来被他改变。
And that's what was happening in those 10 days in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传记载他们等候了十天。
They were seeing their need.
那十天里面，圣灵光照他们，让他们看见他们真实的需要。
They were waiting for the promise.
他们在那边切切地等候所应许的圣灵。
They were obedient.
他们非常的顺服。
Jesus said, "Wait until you're filled with power."
耶稣交代他们，你们要等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力，他们就顺服。
The more empty you are, the more filled you will be.
你越被主倒空，主就越能够充满在你的里面。
Emptied of your own conceit.
从那个自欺的里面完全的被倒空。
Emptied of your own ambition.
从那个自信，自己的野心里面完全的被倒空。
And I will have more room to fill you with myself.
主就有更大的空间能够用他自己来充满在我们的里面。
And now we take a look at Peter filled with the Holy Ghost.
然后我们再看看这个被圣灵大大充满以后的彼得。
What a change!
我们看到在书信里面的彼得跟福音书里面的有这么大的差别。
He's filled with God's Spirit.
在书信里的彼得大大的被神的灵充满。
Spirit of the Lord.Jesus Christ.
他被耶稣基督自己来充满。
He's no longer afraid of what people say.
他不再怕人所说的是什么。
He spoke under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
他一直在圣灵的膏抹里面说话。
It's a very short sermon.
这个不是一篇很长的书信。
When you're reading tomorrow, you read in Acts 2 and you see how short the sermon is.
在使徒行传第二章五旬节那天彼得起来讲的道不是一篇很长的是短短的一篇讲道。
But it was sharp as a sword.
比那个两刃的利剑还要利。
It was God's own message through him.
是神自己的信息借着他传讲出来的。
And what is the outcome? 3,000 souls are saved.
那结果是什么？三千人信了主。
So all those 3 years that he walked and talked with Jesus.
所以彼得在耶稣在地上时候，彼得跟随他有三年半之久。
That wasn't enough.
不够。
Jesus said, "I must go away."
耶稣说我必须要离开。
It's necessary for you that I go.
我去是与你们有益的。
But then I will come again.
我还要再来。
And I will dwell in you.
我再来的时候要住在你们的里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He would fill us with his spirit.
他要用他自己的灵来充满我们。
And when he fills us, we are changed.
当他的灵充满我们的时候，我们就改变了。
Let's look at Philippians 2.
我们一起来看腓立比书第二章。
Such a beautiful word.
在这边有非常美好的话语。
A description of the Lord Jesus.
描写耶稣的谦卑。
Let's look at the first two verses.
我们看第一、第二节。
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，第二节，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
All of us have experienced the consolation in Christ.
我们都经历了在基督里的劝勉。
We have also experienced the comfort of His love.
我们也经历了他在爱里的安慰。
And His mercy over us.
我们也经历了他的慈悲怜悯。
But Paul is saying to us,
彼得保罗在这边告诉我们，
Be of one accord and one mind.
要有一样的心思，一样的意念。
There's such a great need to be in one accord.
我们何等需要有一样的心思，在主里面是一致的。
When you feel you're not in accord with others, you need to run to Jesus and see what He says.
我们如果跟人之间不能够合一的话，我们需要奔向耶稣，问他说：“主啊，我里面是什么样的情形？求你向我显明。”
And always recognize that's the devil's work to divide us.
要知道是撒旦他愿意我们分开。
And He uses our pride in order to do it.
他就使用我们里面的骄傲来做这样子的工作。
Here Paul is saying, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
所以保罗在第三节劝勉我们，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Oh, that takes the Holy Spirit.
这只有圣灵能够这样子做，让我们存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
It's so easy to be conceited.
哦，我们多么容易自信。
Jesus wants to deliver us from conceit.
主多么愿意把我们从自信、自欺里面救拔出来。
To think high of ourselves.
Oh, 我们常常看自己很强。
Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for your own interest, but the interest of others.
第四节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So he's telling us, if we want unity, if we want to be of one accord, we must have Christ's humility.
这边告诉我们，我们如果想要有合一，想要有一致，我们需要有主耶稣的谦卑。
Would you finish reading from 5 to 11?
第五节到第十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。第九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。阿们。
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5, let this mind be in you.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In other words, think as Jesus thought.
意思就是说，你要想耶稣要想的。
In verse 8, he humbled himself and became obedient.
第八节，他自己卑微，存心顺服，顺服到一个地步是死在十字架上。
So many problems in the church, so many arguments among Christian workers would be solved if we would humble ourselves.
今天在教会，太多的纷争，太多的不和。如果我们有基督的谦卑，这些问题都会解决。
We're not always the one in the right.
我们不是永远都是对的。
The best thing is to humble ourselves.
最好的方法就是我们都学习谦卑下来。
Go to Jesus and ask him.
到耶稣面前。
What do you want me to say?
主啊，你要我说什么？
How do you want me to handle this situation?
主啊，现在有这样子的一个情形，你要我怎么来处理？
Even though that person may be younger than me, maybe they know better than I do.
可能这个人虽然比我年轻，可能他知道的比我多。
God wants us to be servants one of another.
神要我们好像彼此服侍，都是有奴仆的心。
Oh, he's called us to all be empty vessels.
Oh, 主的对我们的呼召是成为倒空的器皿。
And recognize that we have nothing but what has been given to us.
我们需要看到我们自己真的是一无所有，我们所有的都是主给我们的。
So in verse 12, he tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
十二节，保罗继续勉励我们。亲爱的弟兄，你们要恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。
Because it's God who's working in us to do His good pleasure.
因为十三节，我们立志行事，都是神在我们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So we see it's God doing the work.
所以我们看到这边是神在我们里面。
As we yield, we yield to Him.
所以我们要更多的降服给他。
And he gives the grace to overcome.
然后他就会赐下那个得胜的恩典。
There's a couple more verses. Do all things without complaining and disputing.
下面第十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
That you may become blameless and harmless children of God.
使你们无可指责，诚实无为。
Without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world.
在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
Hallelujah. And Paul ends in verse 17 with, Yes, I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith.
十七节，保罗说，我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐。
I'm glad and rejoice with you all.
并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
So he says our life is to be poured out like a drink offering.
他说我们的生命是应该像一个祭物一样，能够被浇奠出来的。
But be careful we don't get conceited about it. Think superior of ourselves.
我们不要落在一个自欺的里面，自信的里面，觉得我们比别人好。
That we should say as Jesus, I have nothing in myself.
我们应该常常的对主说，主啊，我在里面什么都没有。
It's the Father in me that does the work.
是父在我里面做的事。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So much trouble could be spared the church of God if we would humble ourselves.
所以我们每一个人都学习谦卑下来，教会就会省下很多的麻烦。
I'm sure Peter tried to humble himself different times.
彼得也愿意学习谦卑下来。
But it took Pentecost to make the great change.
可是一直要等到在五旬节他领受了从上头来的圣灵才真正的被改变了。
And that's what it's going to take for us.
我们也需要被圣灵这样子的充满。
A fresh baptism in the Spirit of Christ.
新鲜的灵浸在耶稣基督里面被圣灵新鲜的充满。
A baptism that so controls our thoughts.
哦，新鲜的灵浸那样子的 强烈到一个地步，完全的管制我们的思想。
He controls our tongue.
管制我们的舌头。
He leads us where to go.
他带领我们。
He leads us how to keep quiet and not criticize.
他给我们有恩典，能够保持安静而不批评论断。
Some years ago, the Lord told me there's two C's to get rid of.
几年前，主告诉我们有两个东西需要从我里面除掉的。
He doesn't want my mouth to complain.
他不要我的嘴说发怨言。
He doesn't want my mouth to criticize.
他也不要我的嘴来批评。
He doesn't want my mouth to be conceited.
他不要我的嘴自欺。
So it's conceit, criticism, and complaining.
不要自信、自欺，不要批评，不要发怨言。
Jesus wants to take that out of our life.
主耶稣愿意把这些从我们的生命里面完全的挪去。
As we learned the last few weeks,The only way we are filled with the love of God is as we let the Spirit of God dwell in us.
我们上礼拜学到，只有当圣灵进到我们的里面，我们能够被神的爱充满。
The same is true. The only way we're going to be clothed with humility is if we allow the Spirit of Christ to do the work.
一样的，只有当神的灵在我们里面做工，住在我们里面的时候，我们才有谦卑。
Remember, it's God working in us.
要记住，只有主能够做，在我们里面做。
That does the work.
是内住的基督在我们里面做的工作。
Doing His good pleasure.
哦，都是照他自己的美意，成就他的美意。
Hallelujah. Let's ask Him to fill us now.
哦，我们现在来仰望主，求他圣灵充满我们。
But you want her to look like you.
你要心腹跟你一样。
You want her to appear pleasing in your eyes.
哦，你要她那样子的讨你的喜悦。
And nothing is more beautiful to you than a broken and a contrite heart.
哦，忧伤痛悔的心才是你所喜悦的。
You love the humble.
你喜悦那个谦卑的人。
And you called us to humble ourselves.
你呼召我们要在你面前自卑下来。
You have said, "Come unto me."
你对我们的呼召，到我这里来。
You that are so weary and heavy laden.
你们劳苦担重担的人，到我这里来。
And I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke on you, and you will find meek and lowly in heart.
你们要负我的轭，要学我的样式。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
You'll find rest for your soul.
这样子你们就必得享安息。
Break down every idol.
哦，主啊，拿掉所有里面的偶像。
Cast out every foe.
拿掉里面所有的虚假。
And free us from ourselves.
把我们从自己里面释放出来。
Break the chains of conceit.
哦、oh, ，主啊，断开那个自信自欺的锁链。
Break the chains of confusion.
把那个困惑从里面挪去。
And set us free.
哦、oh, ，释放我们的自由。
Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
That you paid the price.
主啊，你发的重价。
That we could be filled with your spirit.
我们可以被你的灵来充满。
We pray that you'll possess us by your Spirit.
主啊，我们求你用你的灵来充满我们，管制我们。
We present ourselves to you altogether.
我们完完全全地把自己交在你的手里。
As empty vessels.
好像一个倒空的器皿。
That you may fill us.
哦，好让你那样子地充满我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Alleluia, Alleluia. Last year, when we studied the subject of humility, we used Andrew Murray's little booklet.
去年我们在教导谦卑的时候，我们是使用穆安德烈的这本小书，叫《谦卑》。
If you are new to this study of humility,
如果你去年没有跟我们一起学习的话
you would do well to have this little book.
我很建议你去买这一本书。
It was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
它是完全在圣灵的恩膏里面写的。
There's 12 chapters, one for every month of the year.
一个月有总共12章，可以一个月一章。
There was a little, chapter 5 spoke to my heart this week.
第五章这个礼拜特别的向我的心说话。
He was talking about the disciples of Jesus.
他讲到耶稣的门徒。
They'd forsaken all for him.
这些门徒他已经为了主丢弃了一切。
The Father revealed to them that he was the Christ.
父向他们显明基督就是耶稣就是基督。
They believed in him. They loved him. They obeyed him.
他们真的信他、爱他，也服从他的命令。
They forsook all to follow him.
他们是撇下了一切来跟随他的。
When others walked from Jesus, they stayed with him.
当其他人都退后离开主的时候，他们仍然紧紧地跟随他。
They were ready to die with him.
他们准备好要与他同死。
But deeper down than all this, there was a dark power.
但是有一个黑暗的权势深深地隐蔽在这一切的背后。
They were hardly aware of it.
他们几乎没有察觉到它的存在与可怕性。
It was the power of pride.
这是一个骄傲的权势。
It had to be slain and cast out.
这个权势一定要被除灭，被赶出去，被逐出去。
Before they could be a witness of the power of Jesus to save.
否则他们无法见证耶稣拯救的大能。
It is even so still today.
即使在现今的时代，这种情形依然如此。
We may be a professor, minister, evangelist, or worker.
我们可能是教授、传道人、福音使者、工人、宣教士、教师。
Maybe missionary or teacher.
宣教士、教师。
In whom the gifts of the Spirit are many and manifested.
我们身上有诸般圣灵的恩赐彰显出来。
And we may be a channel of blessing to multitudes.
可能我们成为祝福群众的导管。
But when the testing time comes.
可是当试炼来临的时候。
Or we get to know them better.
或者借着亲密的交往而更深的认识他们之后
It's too sadly revealed
会很痛心地发现一件事
That the grace of humility is scarce to be seen in them
在这些服侍人的里面那样子的缺少谦卑这项恩典
All this confirms that the lesson on humility is one of the chief and greatest, highest graces.
这些都承认一件事，就是谦卑是最重要、最高的德性。
It's the most difficult of attainment.
也是最难学的一个功课之一。
But hallelujah, we've got the secret.
可是感谢主，我们得到秘诀了。
The grace of humility comes in power.
哦，这个圣灵。谦卑会在全能中来到的。
When God fills us with His Spirit,
借着丰满的圣灵，我们能与内住的基督有份， 当他住在我们里面的时候，谦卑会在全能中来到。
And he comes, Jesus comes to live out his life in it within us.
耶稣来在我们里面来活出他自己的生命。
The secret of humility is Christ living in me.
谦卑的秘诀就是基督在我们里面。
The sister Nancy always says Martha's favorite song is "Do what I have seen."
周师母常常说，玛莎姊妹最喜爱的歌就是“主住在我心”。
Yes, that's the answer to the overcoming life.
是的，这就是得胜的秘诀。
It's the answer to being filled with the love of Christ.
这是我们里面充满主的爱的一条路。
It's the answer of deliverance from pride.
这是一条路，一个秘诀，我们可以从那个骄傲的捆绑里面得到释放。
From superiority.
从那个自高自大的里面，比别人好的里面得到释放。
And conceit.
从那个自满自负的里面得到释放。
And lording it over other people.
从那个喜欢挟制别人的里面得到释放。
It's the answer to victory over pride.
Oh, 是那个得胜骄傲的一个秘诀。
Let Jesus come in.
让耶稣基督进来。
He said to us in Revelation, I stand at the door and I knock, let me in.
在启示录第三章我们刚刚读到，主在门外叩门，他说让我进来，让我进来。
He wants to indwell us.
他那个愿意来住在我们的里面。
He wants to fill us.
他那么愿意来充满我们。
More and more all the time.
Oh, 越来越多越深的充满我们。
And we would find that we had harmony among one another.
然后我们就发现我们之间有了一个合一。
Jealousy would be conquered.
Oh, 那个嫉妒会被征服的。
Unrest would go.
那个不安也会被拿去。
That competition between
那个尊敬的灵也被拿去。
There's competition in the work of God.
Oh, even 在哦、oh, 在神的事工里面，居然会有那个尊敬的灵。
There's a desire to be something great.
有一个愿望，想要成为一个出名的人。
It's so restful to just be what Jesus wants us to be.
Oh, 如果我们愿意单单成为主要我们成为的，是多么能够进入安息的一条路啊！
His requirement is, do you love me?
他唯一的要求就是你爱我吗？
He knows that when we love him, we surrender everything to him.
你知道吗？当我们爱上耶稣的时候，我们把所有的都降服给他。
So he's calling us to a greater love.
他在呼召我们进入一个更大更深的爱。
A greater surrender.
更大的更深的降服。
Just come as we are.
照着我们的本相来到主的面前。
And say, Jesus, fill me.
对主说，主啊，求你充满我。
I just want to please you.
我真的就是想要讨你的喜悦。
Break down all the idols in my life.
Oh, 主啊，求你，oh, 拿掉里面所有的偶像。
Bring me into that life of rest and peace.
Oh, 带我进入你里面那个安息，那个平安。
Where all I want is your smile of approval.
主啊，我所要的就是你那样子的喜悦，你的微笑。
My greatest joy is to be all together yours.
我最大的喜乐就是完完全全的属于主你自己。
And I realize you're so easy to please, Jesus.
主啊，我知道要取悦你不难的。
Because you said your yoke is easy, your burden is light.
因为你说你的担子是轻省的。
It's our pride that makes our burden heavy.
是我们的骄傲，是我们常常觉得在背重担。
But when we're united to Him and we're yoked to Him,
当我们与你一同负轭的时候，当我们与你连结的时候
，it becomes light.
Oh, 你的轭就是容易的，担子就是轻省的了。
Hallelujah, and it brings peace in our fellowship.
也带给我们跟人之间的交往有一个平安。
It makes us one as Jesus prayed, Oh Father, that they may be one as we are one.
好像主祷告的父啊，让他们合为一，像我们合为一一样。
And that is because we're one in the Spirit.
合一是因为我们在主里面是一个圣灵，才能够合一。
Jesus becomes the head.
耶稣是头。
He becomes the one and only one.
他是唯一的。
And we are all servants one of another.
我们彼此都是服侍的。
We're all empty vessels.
我们彼此都是倒空的器皿。
Just waiting for him to use us when he wants to use us.
我们都是来到主面前，主啊，你要我做什么？
His obedient servants.
我们是你一个顺从的奴仆。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there's something in the Old Testament I wanted to share briefly.
在旧约有一个故事，我想跟大家分享。
You don't have to read it all, but maybe I can tell you about it. You can read it later.
可能我就大概讲，把这个故事讲一下，你等一下自己可以花时间去读。
The text is 1 Kings chapter 12.
是在列王记上12章那边的一个故事。
It's a story of King Rehoboam.
是罗伯安王的一个故事。
Solomon was his father.
所罗门是他的父亲。
And when King Solomon died, Rehoboam took the throne.
当所罗门过世的时候，罗伯安就接位。
You know, if Solomon was his father, David was his grandfather.
所以大卫是他的祖父。
But Rehoboam was on the throne, and he was asked by the people to give him not so heavy a yoke.
当罗伯安刚做王位的时候，人民向他请求，可不可以让他们的苦工能够轻一些
？And he said, "Well, give me 3 days to think about it."
第五节那边说，他对他们说：“你们给我3天的时间。
”And the king Rehoboam called in the elders that spoke helped his father Solomon.
第六节，罗伯安就问一下那些侍立在他父亲面前的那些老年人。
And the older advisor said,
这些老年人给他的建议是
If you be a servant to these people and serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever.
第七节，老年人对他说，现在王若服侍这民如仆人。用好话回答他们，他们就永远做王的仆人。
But the king rejected that.
可是王不喜欢。
He called in some of his friends, the young men.
他就与那些和他一同长大，在他面前侍立的少年人商议。
And he said, "What advice do you give me?"
你们给我什么建议呢
？They were young like him.
他们是跟他年纪一相仿的。
And they had great ambitions to.Have the king like them.
他们有一个很大的野心，希望王能够喜欢他们。
So they told the king what he wanted to hear.
所以他们知道王喜欢听什么样的建议，所以他们就讲那样子建议给王听。
And they said, "Just tell the people, my little finger will be more severe than my father's wrist."
第十节后面，他们给王的主意是。你要这样子对百姓说，我的小拇指头比我父亲的腰还粗。
My father put a heavy yoke on you. I'm going to make it more severe.
我父亲使你们负重轭，我必使你们负更重的轭。
My father chastened you with a whip. I'll chasten you with scourges.
我父亲用鞭子责打你们，我要用蝎子鞭打你们。
Well, the people all came back after 3 days, like the king said.And he gave him his answer.
第三天，他们照着王给他们的话来了。王用严厉的话回答他们。
So the king did not listen to the good advice of the elders.
王没有用老年人给他出的主意。
And what happened in that story? You can read it for yourself. But the people decided to split the kingdom.
结果是什么呢？结果就是。 他的国分裂了。
Jeroboam took 10 of the tribes to himself.
耶罗波安拿了10个支派。
And only 2 tribes stayed with King Rehoboam.
罗伯安只有2个支派。
And that was Benjamin and Judah.
只有犹大跟便雅悯2个支派还是归服罗伯安。
The kingdom was divided.
以色列这个国就分成2个。
Just because the king would not be a servant to the people.
因为罗伯安王不愿意成为一个服侍百姓的一个仆人。
If we want to be a leader, we need to be a servant.
如果你要成为一个好的领导人，你需要成为一个仆人。
And Jesus told the disciples, whoever is the greatest must be the servant of all.
耶稣这样子勉励门徒说，在你们当中，伟大的要像服侍人的。
He who governs must be a servant.
那些为首领的要像服侍人的。
But the king decided he was going to be the main ruler.
可是罗伯安王他想要做一个很强的统治者。
He was going to do whatever he wanted to do.
他想要随心所欲。
He had the power to do as he pleased.
他要用他的权柄做他喜悦的事。
He forgot that the best use of power as a leader is to seek God's will.
他忘记了一件事，他应该用神给他的权柄来寻求神的旨意。
To seek God's way.
来寻求神的道路。
As King David often prayed.
好像大卫王常常这样子祷告。
In Psalm 25, he says, "Show me your way, O Lord."
大卫在诗篇25篇常常这样祷告：“耶和华，求你将你的道指示我。”Teach
me your path.
将你的路教训我。Now
David wasn't perfect, but God called him a man after His own heart.
虽然大卫不是一个完全的人，但是神指着他做见证说他是一个合乎我心意的人。And
when David sinned, he repented immediately.
大卫犯罪以后，他马上的悔改。
And he cried out to the Lord in repentance.
他是那样子的向神呼求，他真实的在神面前悔改。
And at this time, when the people of God were divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom,
在这个之后，国就分成北国跟南国。
God kept his hand on the southern kingdom because of his love for David.
神因着大卫的缘故，因着对他的爱，他一直保守的南国。
And when Jesus comes into the world, we read that first verse in Matthew.
当耶稣来到地上的时候，在马太福音第一节就记载的。
Jesus is called the Son of David.
耶稣被称为是大卫的子孙。
God was so pleased that David was always saying, "Show me your way."
神喜悦大卫这个态度，就是他常常祷告主啊。 求你将你的道指示我。Teach
me your path.
将你的路教训我。But
in the grandson Rehoboam, he chose his own way.
可是他的孙子罗伯安，他要选择自己的道路。He
chose his own selfish desire.
他选择他顺服他自己的那个自私的欲望。And
the kingdom never was reunited again.
那个国就是这样分裂了，没有再合一过。The
only hope for unity is to partake of the humility of Jesus.
只有领受在耶稣的谦卑里面有份，才能够带下合一。He
makes us all one in Him.
只有耶稣能够让我们众人在他里面成为一。That
was Jesus' prayer that we all may be one.
那是主的祷告，我们在他里面合而为一。Realize
when divisions come,
当分裂来的时候,
it's time to go down on our knees before the Lord.
那个时候真的是每一个人都要用膝盖跪在神面前。
And ask for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们要谦卑在主面前，请他求他用他新鲜的膏抹来充满我们。
That we can be one in heart.
那我们能够成为在灵里面能够合一，成为一个。
And the ministry will flourish.
那个事工才会往前。
There will be blessing.
会带下祝福。
There'll be an outpouring of His Spirit.
圣灵会厉害的充满。
As we first read from Acts 2:1, they were all in one accord.
当我们读到《使徒行传》一二章的时候，他们那样子的同心合意祷告。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
These lessons are given to us in the Old Testament and the New Testament to show us how important it is to seek for humility.
旧约、新约的这些故事都是在教导我们一件事。就是一定要寻求被耶稣的谦卑来充满，这是多么的重要。
To rid our heart of all idols.
把我们里面所有的偶像都拿去除掉。
In the Old Testament, God's people went worshiping idols.
在旧约里面，我们看到神的百姓在那边拜偶像。
Maybe we don't worship any idols.
可能我们没有拜那些外面看得到的这些偶像。
But the big idol is our own self life.
可是我们里面最大的偶像就是这个 老自己，这个己。
Our conceit.
那个自满，那个自负。
Our critical attitudes.
我们那个吹毛求疵、批判的灵。
Our desire to be number one.
我们想要成为那个最高的座头。
These become strong idols.
这些都是会成为我们里面的偶像。
And Jesus is saying, "Oh, come to me."
耶稣说：“孩子，到我这里来。
Come down at my feet.
自卑在我的脚前。
Let me set you free.
哦，让我来这样子释放你。
Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
哦，神的儿子若叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
Oh, Jesus, as we come to the closing.Moments of our lesson.
我们今天的课即将结束。
We just ask you lay your hand on each student.
主啊，我们恳求你，现在把你的手按在每一位学员的身上。
We are all students of yours.
我们都是在你面前，都是学习的。
And we ask you, Jesus, to place your hand on every head.
主啊，你现在按手在每一位的头上。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
哦，将你的灵倾倒下来。
Anoint us with that oil of the Holy Spirit.
哦，圣灵的膏抹，这样子膏抹我们。
Bring us into one accord.
让我里面在你的里面能够合一。
Fill us with your love.
哦，主啊，用你的爱充满我们。
Clothe us with your humility.
用你的谦卑为我们穿上。
As we present ourselves altogether to you.
主啊，我们将自己完完全全的交给你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister Min, take your liberty.
Oh, 赞美你。
So much easier if you don't have to have interpretation.
Hallelujah.
Mandalamasita Makaranda.
Hallelujah. 主啊。你的话是永远安定在天的。今天你向我们说的亲爱的话，亲切的话语，主啊，我们感受到你对我们的大爱，你多么愿意来释放我们从那个自负、自欺、自满，哦，自以为是，哦，从那个己的里面释放我们。主啊，我们谢谢你。你的话一出来就不突然返回，一定会成就你所要成就的。我们一起来相信，而我们今天在这里一起来追求你，一起来到你的面前，一起来蒙恩惠，感恩许做我们的帮助。哦，主耶稣，谢谢你。主啊，我们真的是相信。哦，主啊，松树要长出代替荆棘，番石榴要长出代替蒺藜。这些要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，是不能剪除的。哦，你的话出来是带着能力的。哦，一定会在我们里面做那个奇妙改变的工作。主啊，帮助我们， 哈利路亚，就是一直的仰望你。哦，主，你在每一个身上的旨意都能够成就，赞美你。哦，那荣耀归给你，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
哈利路亚。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, 赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。
Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah. 赞美耶稣, Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Now we may need to depart from one another, but you stay where you are. I'm going to stay where I am.And just wait in His presence.
是的，虽然我们的时间到了，我们即将分离，但是希望我们能够在我们自己的地方持续的、继续的来仰望主，等候在他的面前。
So Jesus is there with you.
耶稣与我们同在。
He wants to pour in His Spirit.
哦，他那么渴望把他的灵充满下来。
He wants to put his hand on your head.
他那么渴望按手在每一位的头上。
He wants to clothe you with his humility.
哦，他那么愿意为我们每一位披上谦卑的衣袍。
So we just want you to take the opportunity to stay where you are.
所以我鼓励大家在那边持续的停留。
As you love him, he will fill you.
哦、oh, ，当我们爱他，他一定会来充满我们。
He will clothe you with his humility.
他用他的谦卑来为我们穿上。
And you will find out you're not the same.
哦、oh, ，你就会发现你不一样了。
Jesus has made the change.
耶稣自己在里面做了改变的工作。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at him. Look at.
哦、oh, ，我们来仰望耶稣。
Let him wrap you in his arms.
让他把我们抱在他的怀里。
And clothe you with himself.
以他自己来为我们穿上。
And keep believing him that you'll have a new baptism in his spirit.
要一直相信主，他一定会为我们有一个新鲜的灵浸。
充满我，充满我。
哦，向主呼求，充满我。充满我
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
愿神祝福每一位
Amen.
Amen. 充满我，
充
满我，求主圣灵充满我。将我倒空，将我剥夺，求主圣灵充满我。
Hallelujah.